T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Three hours away, by the way, 12:15. Minnesota and Louisville kick things off for March Madness. Still time to sign up for WQAM's Hooters Hoops Hysteria Bracket Challenge. Go to WQAM.com. You can win prizes after each round. $50 Hooters gift card. Win it all and get the grand prize. Joe, the grand prize?
A lot of chicken wings.
Free Hooters wings for a year.
Damn.
Hooters Hoops Hysteria on WQAM. By the way, get there now. WQAM.com, sign up. And let's give something away real quick, just because we're being nice and we're a couple hours away from one of the greatest sports days.
From being a TV junkie all day.
Yes, for the next, I told my wife this entire weekend, 16 games today, 16 games tomorrow, 32 games in 2 days. I will be there. I'll watch my kid. He's going to be sitting on the couch with me for a long time.
I'm going to have to leave you tomorrow because the Miami Open and the big boys are all playing tomorrow.
Well, you know, I'll be on my couch waiting
Giddy
for your text
up
to tell me what's going on there, because I'll be watching the rest of them. Nick Mason of Pink Floyd bringing Interstellar Overdrive to North America for the first time. Nick Mason's Sauce Full of Secrets will be live at the Fillmore in Miami Beach. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Right now, 800-227-0560. Caller number 5. You can call now for your chance to win 2 tickets to that show. 800-227-0560. Caller 5 right now wins 2 tickets to go see Nick Mason of Pink Floyd at the Fillmore in Miami Beach.
All right, so I got to ask everybody out there in Dade County. I'm guilty of not going to only football fields in Dade County, and we have a shortage of them. Everybody knows the deal, and we've actually had the NFL and others put down some fields to help for 'cause you got youth – tackle football.
Of course.
You got freshmen and JV and varsity football. They're getting a lot of games. So those are the only things I see. I don't get to see a lot of the parks. I got to ask everybody in Dade County if you would. I've only got an hour for it, but I'm curious. I want to hear a scouting report. Are your fields for soccer, or hell, as far as that goes, baseball, if it's all chopped up, it doesn't matter what the sport is. Field, you look at a field, you go, that's a bad field, or it's a good field. I want to know what the fields look like for your kids. Like, oh, no, my park's good. Tropical's great, or wherever it might be. Oh, my fields are fine. Because all I see is Central Park, and I blast them because I've been kicked off and had the police run me and my son off.
The COG initiative.
But the fields are really good. Now, the problem is they don't want anybody on them, any divorced dads and their kid throwing around. They just want
divorced dads.
They just want all the
leagues
and from all over the state to come there and play big events and screw the locals. That's what Central Park's all about.
You can't use those fields?
Not really, no.
Ask Zach. They all have these little things up on them.
I grew up in Plantation. You really can't be on those fields.
They got 2 famous words. Yeah. Stay off.
Yeah, keep off the grass.
So you can't use those to play like a pickup game or whatever you want.
No, we used to go out. We used to go out and do the Turkey Bowl, like the game on Thanksgiving morning. We'd have like 20 of us out there to play football. And the minute we got out there, parked our cars, there was a dude on a golf cart that would drive over and say, "Do you guys have a permit?"
Used to be a woman on a golf cart, and she and I used to say really bad things to each other.
Yeah, we can't say.
Is that
any
a public
of that
park?
I don't think it's private.
I don't think it's a private park. I just don't know if you can be on. Without a permit, they don't allow you on.
I'm guessing that park must do pretty well because every Saturday they got swimming events going. Yep. They got a big swimming pool, as you know, Zach, and they've got all those fields that are mostly soccer fields now. Yep. I guess they're used for football too. But soccer is ruling, and it's got to be ruling because they're in really good shape because, again, they're not big on going out and playing a little catch with Johnny out there.
No,
at least
you really can't.
Maybe
do
it's
that
better now.
No, maybe it is, but I don't think it is.
My kids are grown up. I hear my kid going, "Dad, what the hell are you talking about?"
You'll be throwing with your grandkids soon. How about that?
Yeah. I'm around to see that.
I think you'll be around. 56022, Kendall Toyota West, Kendall Toyota text line. So we need a scouting report from Dade County, parks in Dade County, and what they look like and what the deal is with all of them. We need to know all of them. We don't know all the parks out there. If you have one locally by you, 56022, text us in, let us know about it. That is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Somebody just texted in right now on the text line. March Madness on a Friday, tomorrow. And some Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza. Guy could not be wrong. That is a day right there.
If there's
a good chance there's a house a pizza and wings at my house today
Anthony's
and tomorrow.
Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza for the next 4 days, you're probably got to hit it once.
It's a great, great, great thing. Because you can order it today, get that pizza. If you don't finish it, it's great tomorrow. Get the wings tomorrow. They're good. Eggplant Marino.
Pizza right now than I've ever had in my friggin' life.
Well, good for you.
And those chicken wings.
Chicken wings are good as well.
I never get past those two things. A little salad. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I just got a note from our guys in the other room. Do you remember years and years ago when we had that issue with Central Park, the COG initiative?
Yeah.
The Keep Off the Grass initiative, and we had the guy calling and was really pissed off at you. I think it was the guy you dealt with. Well, guess what? Scooter's on the line right now. And he was not happy with what we just had to say.
Well, it's true. Everything
Scooter,
I said is true.
Welcome back to the show. Are you still pissed off?
Hey, Joe, I thought we had buried this subject already. I already tried to explain to you about the high level of turf that we use over there in Plantation. Okay? Now, the reason Mr. Moss is saying that there's all these cow pastures going on in Miami-Dade County is because they don't have the COG initiative. The COG initiative has been a whirlwind of success for the children in Plantation. Okay? I drive around in my golf cart making sure guys like you don't go around tearing up our fields because you're a big guy. We've already discussed this, Joe. I understand why you got to keep dragging my name in the mud.
I never said your name. I just said you guys, your fields look great on the weekends for sporting events. It's mostly soccer tournaments
well,
that you have.
Well, you know, those eight and under girls AYSO tournaments are really important to the initiative. Because if we have these young girls running around and then let's say you and Mr. Zach go out there and, you know, let's say, I mean, I know you're a great athlete, Joe. You used to be, at least. But if Mr. Zach falls down, now well, what happens to our turf?
No, no.
That's
it takes
not very
a
nice.
Big, no, no. But there's it's some, true. It takes a big hit if Zach falls down.
That's not very nice.
Giant divot, and you don't want an 8-year-old
that's a shot.
Running around
see what
out
you...
there.
Scooter, I'll you fight know, you in the street.
Do you want your child running around out there spraining an ankle because Zach wanted to go out there and kick some dirt around?
Listen. Some of the things, unless you guys have gotten better at it and letting people – have you loosened up a little bit on dad and son?
We've tried to loosen up, Joe, years and years. We've tried, but, you know, people are just not responsible with our turf. That's grade A, H29. Do you know what H29U turf is?
I don't know
that's
anything about
the highest
turfs.
Quality, that's the highest quality turf we can afford in Plantation. I know the taxes are very, you know, very reasonable out there. I know you live out there. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know about taxes and what the hell you're paying. I don't even know what your turf you're talking
well,
about.
I paid you a compliment.
I paid you a compliment and said the fields are in good shape. I just don't agree with your policies.
They're not good shape. They're in great shape, Joe. That's because I have to make sure that I maintain that. That's why the ropes are there.
Are you trying to get a raise?
That's why the COG lines are there. The COG initiative has done more for Plantation than any. I mean, hey, Mr. Moss, you want to do a training facility. We already have great training facilities in Plantation. Bring them on up. You don't need to go to Fort Lauderdale. Just come on down to Plantation. We got a great, great situation going on.
I'm sure the people of City of Plantation want to put some 18,000 seat stadium in the middle of that field.
I don't think so.
Well,
no shot.
Talking about the stadium. I'm talking about the training facility.
That's
that
not going to happen.
Wonders for our economy. Hey, Inter Plantation will take it all. It doesn't matter. You say you want to help the youth soccer. Come on over.
Well, they're gonna have some nice fields up there. Lockhart's a big winner. Fort Lauderdale's going to be a big winner, and it's going to be a beautiful facility.
I thought it was called Inter Miami.
Well, right now it's Inter Fort Lauderdale.
Is it Inter Fort Lauderdale? Inter Commercial Boulevard? Where are we going here? Are we a Miami team or are we a Fort Lauderdale team?
Well, that remains to be seen because if we don't get a deal done, they don't get a deal done down in Dade County. You're right. That friggin' name's going to change.
They want to drop a stadium next to the airport. I don't know what's going to happen when the planes are flying over.
It's going to be very annoying watching a soccer match with the planes flying everywhere.
What do you know about Miami, Scooter?
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Scooter, you're up in Broward. You know,
keep
you,
your ass
you
in Broward County. Yeah.
Hey, bring them down to Plantation. We'll take care of them. The COG initiative has been very successful. They want to consult with me about the field turf. I can help them out with the highest quality FIFA turf available.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey,
you
we got
the grass.
You and the COG, too. I'm tired of that freaking COG.
The COG initiative, always, forever, it has maintained our field for all our AYSO youth tournaments for centuries now.
Well, good luck to all your terms. Open the fields up Monday through Friday occasionally, even for big people.
Tennis area over there where everyone brown noses you. Even though you're not very good anymore, I know your baseline game. All you do is stick around the baseline. I've been watching, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always see.
Irish,
now he's taking a shot.
Now you just take a shot at Ira also?
I think Ira could go take you right now. I don't know about that, Joe.
Scooter, I'm going to fight you in the street when I see you. Right.
Scooter, you took a shot at Big Zach here. You
There's
went
be a big
Zach
problem
on
when I get to Central
Park.
I'm
just trying to explain the situation with the divot. That's very
important. Give you a divot.
No, I understand it. And by the way, it's very weak. But thank you. Thanks for calling in. By the way, make sure your boss doesn't find out who you are because I don't. They're really. That's a sensitive park over there.
I got four different golf carts, Joe. They'll never figure it out.
Okay.
I hate you, Scooter.
All right. Thank you, Scooter.
He took a shot at me.
He left.
I know. He took a shot.
It was weak.
It was weak.
I don't know if he's trying to be funny. That was just.
This is the same dude that called in how many years ago? About when you were playing football with your kid?
Well, you act like
Garen.
You think those guys at the city, well, you think they retire? They have those jobs for life, bro.
I'm going to find that golf cart.
You're going to go.
The thing you said about you was very funny.
Are you going?
Scooter, I'm going to find you and give you a divot right up your, you know what?
It really was funny.
We got to have you. I'm going to throw Zach a ball and overthrow it and just see him go to the ground and then we're going
to. You better hope it doesn't rain today. I'm going to go slip and slide on that COG initiative.
You should go out there and work on your field goals with some spikes.
Yeah. See what happens. A 300-pound man does slip and slide all over your COG.
Oh, good thing you said COG. You scared the hell out of me. That thing started.
Dirty ass mind, man. I'll fight you also.
That scared me a little bit. Woo! You did say COG. Boy, you scared the hell out of me for a minute. Hey, we got to go to break.
Where is your head, man?
Oh, man.
Why would you say the other thing?
Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line.
I'll fight Scooter.
56022. Zach's a little fired up.
I will fight Scooter. He ain't gonna rip me in the city where I was born.
That's right. That's your city.
Central Park. I paid for half that damn grass.
You were born in Plant Nation?
Yeah, I was born in Plant Nation. I'll fight
Scooter. How do you find a way to take a shot at Rick and his wife or ex-wife or whatever it is?
I'm not
getting married or no?
He already blamed me for like almost getting a divorce.
All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break. This is not about personal shots.
What do you mean it's not about personal shots?
It's not about that.
The freaking guy called up.
You can text us 56022.
You're going to call him that from now on, by the way?
Divot?
Yeah.
I will fight Scooter.
I'm going to change all the imaging for the show.
That
the Joe Rose Show with Divot.
I don't know. We got to
find
out.
You want to be the Divot or just Divot?
I am pissed.
Zach,
you just wait,
Joe
Scooter.
Rose and
Can
the
I
Divot?
Be honest? Zach takes all that stuff a lot better than a couple other guys here at the station.
It's true. Except I'm going to fight Scooter when I see him.
That's fine.
You're saying we have some bad sports here?
Yeah, we have some guys that, yeah. Especially if you're going to therapy, do me a favor. Just go to therapy. You don't have to let everybody know. Right? What your therapist has to say.
I'm coming for you, Scooter!
Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. I want to let you know if you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV that leases up and you're feeling good and you don't need any therapy, just head on out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. You'll be feeling good, man. They got everything. Got great products. Best ever? You betcha. With 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, we got a South Florida Chevy dealer close to you for a fantastic experience. A great look, a better price, yes, a lease price that you can afford every month. Take a little pressure off the family. And the safety features and the fuel economy and the new technology, I know it's going to be a home run when you get in there, especially when you look at those new Chevy Malibus. You know about the Corvettes and Camaros, sexy as can be. Suburban if you need that extra space. And yes, Silverado trucks, man, there are all kinds of them. Whether you need it 7 days a week, 5 days a week for you, for the whole family, we got the perfect one for you. Silverado trucks, that's durable, man. And then the Tahoe, the Equinox and Traverse. Boy, I'll tell you what, just an SUV home run. Don't take it from me. I want you to stop by and take a test drive. That lease is up. Now's the time to stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You'll fall in love today. goes, oh, by the way, you know, you guys are impossible to work with, and good luck with everything, and Dade with your cow pasture fields you have, which, not good. I mean,
no.
It's not good, and then he sent out that text.
The tweet.
He sent out the tweet, and then he said, I didn't delete it. Like, basically, I stand by what I said.
Yeah, I was hacked, and someone deleted
You ever heard
tweets.
Anybody, like...
No, it's normally the opposite. Like, right, the first tweet that comes out talking about the cow pastures or this or that or whatever it is, that's when normally goes, oh, man, I did not write that. I was hacked. Not after you wrote it, admitted you wrote it, and then said, I didn't delete it. I was hacked.
Would you say that Jorge Moss, when he threw out Venezuela and Cuba, was a little pissed off at 1 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah. I probably would have not sent that out.
I would say he was a little salty and feels like every friggin' thing I've done, and I listen to you idiots, and yeah. Now I'm taking stuff. I'm as Dade as they come. I'm as Dade County as we can be.
And he is.
I'm a Columbus High School guy.
Yep, he is. But, you know, probably shouldn't have sent that out. I'm just guessing. That's my guess.
You think he'd like to do – welcome to professional sports, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? Right, you do that, and you're just owning a business. But you do it, and you own a sports team, and you are, like, people now go, oh, no, hell no. That's just the way it works. Anyway, what do we got coming in?
All right, 56022, the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. A lot of texts are coming in. Scooter will have his whistle blowing Scooter will have his whistle blowing it out on his cart. There it is right there. So people are now texting in about Scooter. Zach, the Scooter guy sounds like Chris Wallace. Talks like he has a cog in his nose. Good rip, Scooter. I don't like him anymore. Bleep that park. And then he uses another word there, Zach. Let's get out some cleats and play on the field. We can lay down the spikes the cops use to pop tires. So the suspects, and then when he runs after us, just pop his golf cart tires. All right, at least I have people there for me. I'm coming for you, Scooter.
So now it's kind of flipped from good old Dade County over to the plantation.
This guy, you know, I remember him calling like 10 years ago and getting mad at you and your son and the son's friends that went out there to go play football. The same guy. Guy's ruining my morning. Can we say goodbye to the sheriff of the fields? Zach the Divot Krantz. Don't like that. Stop it. Rick and Davey said, still married, Joe. 30 years ago, still going strong.
Oh, I thought he said it was a little shaky.
He blamed me and the whole thing. Said I shouldn't have read something on the air. Well, don't text it in if you don't want me to read it.
Yeah, by the way, don't be sending personal problems on the text machine expecting that to be private if you and the old lady are having a few problems.
So what, do we have a live feed of Tropical Park, the soccer field right now? I guess we have to go to that right now. I sent our spy reporter out there.
It's so bad.
Hector left a little while ago to go out there.
Now the people from Tropical Park will be all pissed off. Our fields are fine. Just because we said no. Just because we said no to.
Yeah. Scooter sounds like a moron. These are the ones coming in right now. South Florida already had an MLS team playing Fort Lauderdale in 2000. It lasted one season and that was it. So what makes them think the MLS will make it this time? Another person asked for having Scooter on once a week. No.
Did you really have somebody want?
Someone said, please have Scooter on once a week. No.
When people just say crazy stuff and they're all over the place and they sound half nuts and they think they're funny, people love that.
Mm. How about this? Who is this person passing himself off as a representative of Plantation? This is a joke, right? I live in Plantation. This guy's full of crap. I don't know, man.
Tell you one thing he's not full of crap about. Their fields are nice.
Yep. Someone said there's no
way
this guy's Scooter.
They're not always nice people,
but
they're nice.
How about this? I disagree. Half the Central Park fields look like poo. I could take pictures to prove it. I call BS.
Really?
Wow.
Dictator Park's not that nice?
I guess not.
Remember we did Dictator
Park. Dictator Park, that's it.
The Castro Monument out in front. They were all salty about that.
We got the entire city pissed at us there. Someone said that was the greatest call I've ever heard on the show. Scooter is literally called... He called 10 years ago.
You know the funny part is he thinks he's funny.
Like I know. He tried, of course. Got all up on me.
What else you got? Don't do those pauses because nobody
can see. Speaking of funny, the guy with the 334 number, very funny. We definitely can't read that. People get angry. Very funny.
No, yeah, okay. Skip by that one.
He was saying who the cow could be.
I'm going
Go ahead. Who could the cow be?
Brilliant by Moss. Broward is central to...
Go ahead. We'll let Zach.
Mm-mm.
Who is it, Zach?
Nope.
You got to stop the cow thing. I knew this was going to happen.
Well, I mean,
this
he, is listen, gone right in the gutter, yeah.
And then people here at the station will be salty.
I tore my ACL on Plantations Field. Scooter is a bluff.
Well, you can blow an ACL out anywhere.
So there you go. Miami Lakes Park off Palmetto on Ludlam is a great park. It used to host the USPS annual Thanksgiving Turkey Bowl.
See?
With no issues at all. Regular people can use it.
That's nice, man. Miami Lakes. See, I like, everybody thinks everything's got to be negative. Like when somebody calls in and goes, you know what? I love my city's park. How about that? How about we make it sound better so everything's not negative the way Hollywood likes it? Let's just try it
the
other way.
Look at him. He's glowing in the
How about, room. I love my park.
Glowing, that guy.
I love my park. I love my park.
You should have Scooter on like the weatherman. Have them do a daily quick assessment of how the fields are. No.
No, that's a terrible idea. You know who I think likes her parks? It gets a pretty good review. Is Mullins Park up in Coral Springs, Zach?
Mm. That's not bad. People are there's not a lot of people texting in about how great their parks are.
Anybody out there spend any time at a damn park? I love my park.
Hey, Scooter, take your cog and stick it. I'm with that guy. We should all get a permit to play and bleep up the fields there. Now people are anti.
They got
like
a
this.
Lot of plantation police out there. Good luck.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Telling you firsthand.
Yeah. The Miami Fusion of the MLS had the worst attendance from 98 to 2001. It was disbanded. So why do they think it's going to work again? Another one of those.
I like to think with the right management and the right people that they have put together. By the way, this thing's got holding power. There's passion. I do agree. Probably needs to be in Miami because I just think there's a real strong base down there. But if you're looking at all three counties, you want to look at it that way?
How about this one?
Soccer's a lot more popular right now than it's ever been. It just is.
I know. My park in Hialeah sucks. I'm with Moss. They smell like a dumpster fire. There we go. Central Park's fields full of ducks and geese bleeping everywhere. You want your kids falling on feces?
You're right about that. That thing's...
Here we go. Weston Park's amazing. Wellington Park's fields are like carpet.
See
Tradewinds Park on Sample and Turnpike. Good park.
See, that's nice.
Brian Piccolo Park, amazing as well. Just owls all over the place.
Huh. So they kind of said it was good except for those stinking owls, and they put those ropes around them so they can't get in there. They're like,
I didn't even read that first before I got it.
Put those ropes around, man. Yep.
Tamiami Park in West Dade. Put it on the west side by the dump where it belongs.
Damn. Oh, now it's gotten bad.
Mullins Park, I love my
There you go.
Cow gets me every time. Well, the Kendall Soccer Complex is a great park. Bucky Dent Park in Hialeah is nice.
Is it?
I mean,
I've never been there.
In.
No, we're getting back in the Hialeah said no way. It's not that good.
Someone else has said the reason why the MLS teams never worked before, bad owners.
I said, I think ownership's going to make a big difference. Anyway, it all started because the Moss family went up and said, we need something like right now.
Yep.
We got 65 acres here called Lockhart Stadium and land. We need it till we get this thing worked out, and everybody in Dade is salty. And that led Mr. Moss, Jorge Moss, to come out with a 1 a.m. tweet. And here we are. Anyway, we got to go to break, man. We'll come back. We'll jump more into it. The Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22.
All right, we'll take your text in a second here. 56022 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. There's still time, by the way, to sign up for WQAM's Hooters Hoops Hysteria Bracket Challenge at WQAM.com. Win prizes after every round, like a $50 Hooters gift card. Win it all, and you'll get the grand prize, free Hooters wings for a year. Hooters Hoops Hysteria on WQAM right now. Sign up, WQAM.com. Still have time to get your brackets in here before the games start today. A full slate of games today for all you college basketball people out there or just looking to play hooky from work today. 12:15, Minnesota and Louisville started all off. 12:40, Yale and LSU. And then there is 14 more games after those two from 1:30 to the final game tonight, which is Baylor and Syracuse. Now that your bracket is in, did that the good player from Syracuse not playing in this game switch your pick?
That's a great question.
8-9 matchup. It's always usually a good matchup.
I'm staying with
you. Stay with Cuse.
Yep.
Yeah, I went away from you. Lose a good player in a big game opening up the tournament.
I get it.
But there are some good matchups.
Is that because he tripped?
Today.
Is that go back to tripping the kid?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think it's the same guy
possible,
that tripped the Duke player.
Yeah. It is definitely possible.
Actually, I think he was Zion.
He tried to trip?
I think the NCAA said, no, hell no. Anybody does that, he's out. It's out of your hands. Yeah. He's gone.
Number one, Gonzaga in action today. Couple twos, Kentucky, Michigan in action today. It's a fun day. Michigan State, Florida State today, by the way, 2 o'clock. That's on TBS. A lot of good games today and fun. If you are a fan of March Madness or college basketball in general, or you're just playing hooky and you're going to go see maybe Hock and Cratter today at the Hooters in Coral Way, it's a fun day today. March Madness is starting in a little less than 3 hours.
Yeah, get them in, man. Hurry and get them in. Yep. By the way, Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback out of Ohio State, expected, I thought, was going to be clearly the first one taken, and apparently I was wrong, is got all these pro days, and had his pro day yesterday, but has all these private NFL meetings with all these teams. You ready for what he has already set up?
Just tell me.
The Raiders, picking fourth.
That's weird.
Are going to be meeting with them. The Giants, picking sixth,
that
will meet with
good.
Them.
Yep.
The Broncos, 10th overall pick, will meet with them. The Dolphins, 13th overall, will meet with them. And the Washington Redskins, 15th overall, will meet with them.
Okay. The Raiders.
I still say he doesn't get out of 10.
No way. No.
Now, he can't run. Now, I still don't believe every team is out there looking for a quarterback that can run.
Yep.
Because still some of the best quarterbacks in the league are – starting with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Doesn't run
Drew
a lick.
Drew Brees. Like, these guys are not runners.
No.
But they can pass the ball and they're leaders.
The
you
game
know?
Is changing.
Yeah.
The game is slowly changing towards the college football game. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But I got to tell you, man, I just look at him, and I may be wrong, and it won't matter if I'm wrong because I'm not a general manager, but Haskins looks like he's going to be really good.
Yep.
I know he's only started 1 year. And I know he can't run. He's just a big guy back there. I think he's got a chance, boy, to be really good.
The Raiders, they're not getting rid of Derek Carr, are they? They're not going to draft a quarterback and keep Carr on the team.
If they get rid
of him. Is it a smokescreen, you think?
If they get rid of him.
Then they're going to take Haskins, of course, I think.
I would just say this for Carr. If they take him.
Carr's gone.
Goodbye, Derek Carr.
Yeah.
The fourth overall pick in the draft is your backup.
Yep.
He's moving up the board. It's just not good.
The Broncos, they traded for Flacco, but, you know, that's not the future, so they're going to try to get one also.
Flacco's probably expecting it.
Yeah, the Redskins, they picked up, Case Keenum, right? Isn't that they traded for Case Keenum? Alex Smith's done, probably career over. They have Colt McCoy there also, so they're obviously looking for somebody. The Dolphins, obviously, we know that as well. You said the Giants. If he gets past the Giants, I think at that point, if the Dolphins want in on the sweepstakes, they have to get the pick after the Giants.
I think the Dolphins would be shocked to see Dwayne Haskins at 13.
I think there's 0% chance of that happening. I think if it's not Denver or not one of these other teams that want to trade up
Dolphins,
and get him.
Unless they're all in on him right now and go, wow, we don't have to wait for Tua or one of those guys from next year. But I always say this, and I always Chris Greer's already sat down with his staff and said, okay, how do these three guys in this draft class rank with the three next year? We need to know right now. We need to know because we got to grab one this year or definitely next year. I know there's one guy in a couple years.
Yeah, but you're not
Clemson.
Waiting until 2021.
No, hell no.
Be the greatest rebuild of all time.
You're looking for a flip this year or next year for quarterback. So I'm really curious. By the way, you saw what the Jets did. Trevor Siemian.
Yep, there's your backup.
Oh, my God.
Sam Darnold.
Really, Coach Case? Really? I still say it's wrong. He should have had Tannehill. He liked him so much here. He should have taken him up there.
He's probably waiting for him to get cut. He didn't get cut. Somebody was stupid enough to trade for him.
Sitting here telling us the last couple of years how good he was. Your ass ought to take him up there.
He's not going to trade a pick
for
him.
He ended up being in that Jets uniform.
Yep.
Anyway.
They found a trade partner.
Well, they got one. and we'll see.
Thank you, Tennessee.
Still waiting on one more guy.
The Robert Quinn
to see what's going to happen and see if they can move him. So I talk about the Cowboys being interested, but want the team to pick up some of that money.
Well, you're going to pay if it happens. That's the Dolphins again paying for another draft pick.
That's correct.
Like if they get a fourth out of it, and they got to pay $4 or $5 million, whatever it is, for the guaranteed.
Don't
money
give me
or whatever.
A seven.
Yeah. No.
And I don't want a six, to be honest.
Well, if you're
but
trading
I'll play with
him,
fours and fives all day.
You sound like almost like your buddy. To a point.
Sixes and sevens kind of get thrown in there, and I know there's some good sixes and sevens. I know Tom Brady's a six.
I know, but come on.
But
we got fours, fives, and sixes.
Right.
What we need are threes, twos, and ones.
Yeah.
And I got to find out. We have to find out who those threes, twos, and ones are if we have any of those guys.
I know that we listened to Ireland's part of that.
He should put that on his resume when he's out trying to get a.
Yeah, like you're sending
your
resume
job.
With a little audio tape with it. Also, what you have to really listen to is Peter King in that. Yeah. Oh,
you know what Peter King was saying?
Are you serious?
Jeff Ireland, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard a general manager say. Like, you should know if you got ones, twos, or threes, or fours, fives, and sixes.
He didn't.
You're the freaking general manager.
He did not know. That was the problem. There you go. You hit the nail on the head.
And by the way, if you do become a GM again, do a little extra homework on this thing called background checks.
What's that?
Besides talking to the head coach. Don't be afraid to do a little more work. See if there might be a few mental or addiction issues in there.
Oh, you mean we should go more than just watching tape and asking the coach how he is? How's your player? Great. Okay, good. Let's draft him. Let's trade up.
I would love to know if there's like a head coach you can, like the teams go, yeah, you can trust this guy. He'll just give it to you straight. I'm guessing most of them are like, you just can't do that.
You got to sell your guy. You don't want your guy to drop in the draft. I mean, it was good for Deion Jordan, went third.
But it looks bad.
Of course it looks bad.
It looks bad on that head coach when your guy's like in friggin' rehab and ends up being out of football with issues. Let's just call him issues more than he's on the field.
Yeah. There's a little bit more to scouting than just watching tape. I guess we're learning that, right?
You know who picked it up right away on him? Right away. Jason Taylor. Spent time with Deion Jordan, and right away said, I don't know if he wants to play football.
That's not good. That's not a good
Jason just
good
looked thing. At his makeup and looked at the other one and just went, ooh, I don't know. You can talk about all the talent in the world and long and lanky and quick first step. There's something missing here. That's never good.
I know.
That's
what happened there.
Hey, knock a couple out for us, will you, man? Before we get yapping here, we got all these text messages coming in.
56022 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. We're doing more about the parks. The Ducks at Tropical Park are very aggressive. Attacked me once. The hell with them.
Okay. Can I say this to everybody bitching about Ducks now in a sports show?
Yep.
The Ducks aren't going away. The Ducks are protected.
The Ducks are not going away. You're right.
You can eat them.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
How do you get attacked by a duck, though? They don't have teeth or claws or anything.
Oh, no. If you get around and they got babies and you're getting a little close, hell no. They're going after you, man.
The hell was that?
What did they do?
Go ahead. What else you got?
No, but how do they attack? They don't have teeth.
Got a beak.
You never been beaked?
You've never been beaked?
What the hell's wrong with you, Hollywood?
Sounds unpleasant.
Exactly. That's why this guy's scared.
You got to get out of the condos, man.
Yeah, man. Like, that's what happens. This guy lives in a 20-story building.
You can't get beaked where I live.
Well, if you get beaked up there, you're in deep trouble. I mean, that duck is pissed off. The city of Hialeah has the best parks for kids. The city probably has about 20 different parks. All of them have everything and anything for kids to do for free. Great after-school programs.
See, I love that, man.
There you go.
Hialeah, that's beautiful, man. Mm. That's good. I do like when people are positive about their parks.
Mm.
I thought Weston had a really nice park out there where I took Eric Reed down.
Wait, why do you always put that in there? I mean, you almost, it's just not nice.
Fields are nice. Fields look good.
Mm. Can someone tell that glorified hall monitor Scooter that he's under arrest for jackassery? Also, he can have my sister's Barbie and Ken dolls for his collection. That's from Scott in the attic in Boston.
There you go, Scott.
I'm just glad Scott's internet's working again.
There you go.
Because when it's not working, you can't text us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.